Joined now by Knoxville boys track and field coach Eric Keller on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Kevilles. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, good to talk to you again after, last couple weeks. Been pretty successful for your guys.
Yeah, we won last night. Wasn't sure we were going to do it because I left three of our varsity guys at home, and then we were going to try Isaac in the triple last night to see if he could do it for conference, and he's been a little sore, so he ran the 32, and then we pulled him out of the other two. So I just thought with those lost points, we wouldn't make it. But I think PCM got back from a senior trip at like 3:15 in the morning, so we kind of equaled out. They didn't, some of them didn't run probably their fastest, but it was a good meet. We had a lot of, again, we just keep getting PRs and doubling up in events, and you know, getting those fourth and fifths along with the first and seconds just really help. And then last Monday we got canceled that. Really wanted to see some things there, but, you know, weather is what it is, so.
Let's talk about the Drake relays. You got Kobe Higginbotham and Caden Smith both up there. You know, what were your thoughts on, you know, how they did getting an early exposure to what hopefully is a first of two exposures to the Blue Oval this spring?
Well, you know, anybody who knows anything about track and field just knows Drake is such a prestigious place, and it's really hard to get in, number one, except probably the 4x1 sometimes, but just to get in there in place is a huge deal. I mean, again, for people who don't know, it's against everybody. It's against the biggest schools in the state and all the way down to the smallest school. So it was really, really exciting. You know, again, just proud of their efforts and attitudes, you know, for the last 4 years. And I mean, they deserve to be there. They earned it. So it was kind of interesting, though, is, you know, anything goes. I mean, a kid who won state from Fairfield last year in the high jump tied Caden. So, you know, you're going to have some positive energy going into the state meet, hopefully.
We talked to Kobe, I think, either after his preliminary or his final, and he posted a pretty good number but was disappointed in his run. Tells you how his standards are and what he wants to do up there as well.
Yeah, he did not have the best starts in the world after 2 weeks of having really good starts at meet. So, you know, sometimes you get a little nervous and you don't want to jump because the guy in front of him in another heat jumped. But, you know, like you said, what a competitor he is. We got back from Drake and we were there for an hour after we ran at Drake working on starts and some 400 low stuff. So he just wants to keep getting better.
Talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Let's talk about some of your other guys. You mentioned Isaac Rankin and, you know, Cale Irving has been posting some really good numbers as well. Those guys, you know, obviously, you know, looking forward to this week when you have conference and then down the road with state qualifier.
Yeah, Coach Hudd he's training really hard this year, kind of turning it up a notch with some of these guys who can handle it, and the freshmen are learning to handle it, and they're doing a great job. But yeah, Cale's, I think he's kind of primed and ready to go. He had a really good night last night, won the 4 and the 8, and then again, just trying to get him ready for a conference, not having a lot of rest between races, just to train him for that. But yeah, he's had a good last couple of weeks, and anxious to see what he does at districts.
Looking at the conference, I mean, obviously, you're going to win that. That's what do you need to do?
Oh, we need to stop that talk right now. It's going to be super close. I mean, Davis County is so deep. I mean, they've got some studs, and then they don't have soccer, so they got 60 kids out, and I mean, there's a ton of stuff. If you look on Bound, what they've already performed this year, so I don't want them listening to your broadcast here.
We're gonna win it. I meant your goal is to go down and win it.
For sure our goal is. I think if we don't, you know, if we run clean and our handoffs are good, I really think we have a good shot at winning it. But I really think after scoring it out, I think it's going to be really close. But it's going to be great weather, and guys got to earn it.
What does it come down to? Does it come down to maybe somebody outperforming their seed a little bit and getting a fifth rather than a sixth place in that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we always talk about pressure is a privilege. It means things are expected of you. Like we need to go 1-2 in the high hurdles. We need to go this and this, and you should win this. But, yeah, I mean, just guys like Bradley Hembrook. I mean, he's working his tail off, and there's probably four guys within about 5 seconds in the mile. So do you get fourth or do you get seventh? You know, so those 2 and 3, 4 points will add up. It doesn't come down to just one guy, but there are a few things I think that'll turn the tides for us if we run well. So,
and then state qualifier, I think everybody around Knoxville is associated with track and field. Girls and boys are looking forward to a state qualifier because you draw away from a lot of the bigger teams, and then you go down to Mount Pleasant, which I think just about everybody thought, well, if we can do that, then we got a shot at maybe getting some more stuff up there.
Well, since I've been here, it's my 11th year. Typically, Mount Pleasant is not strong, and for whatever reason, this year they're loaded. I mean, it's a buzzsaw down there. So, but we always tell the kids the same thing. It doesn't matter. Like, we've gone to Pella so many times and gotten fifth and still made it to state just because it's such good competition. So, you know, we still have to do what we're supposed to do and exceed expectations. But, you know, I think there's a possibility we can get in 8 to 10 events. So getting excited for that, but focus on conference first.
All right. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. More after this on KNIA KLS.